Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:5-8. The truth of the gospel is that Jesus Christ became flesh and blood, but he did not leave the heavenly realm and become a king on earth. He did not assume some royal title. Jesus came as a servant. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Luke 22:27. Jesus gave himself to the needs of others as he ministered. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. Jesus lived upon the earth by the divine principle which the apostle taught to the Galatian churches. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Galatians 5:13. Christ came as a servant because of his love for all. We are to serve as Christ served because we love. A servant attends to the needs of others. Christ saw human need and was moved with compassion as misfortune and misery struck the human family. As Jesus entered into the city of Nain, a widow was carrying her only son to his burial. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. Luke 7:13. Jesus defined his mission as he read in the synagogue from the book of Isaiah, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. As a servant to humanity, Jesus served both the physical and spiritual needs of individuals. He mixed clay with spit and anointed the eyes of a blind man. He wept at the tomb of the dead as he comforted the sisters of Lazarus. He touched a leper to cure him. He drove out a demon that was throwing a child into the fire and the water. He fed multitudes of people with fish and bread from a lad's picnic basket. He calmed troubled spirits and comforted broken hearts. He offered direction to the misguided. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 9:36. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.